Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. The Industrial Development Authority, which is responsible for foreign direct investment here, has been briefing government ministers on recent job losses in the technology sector. Social media platform Twitter, as you know, last week sent emails to Irish-based staff telling them they were being laid off as part of a global redundancy programme. Payments system Stripe has also signalled redundancies, while Meta, owner of Facebook, WhatsApp and Instagram, is reported to be planning significant layoffs. Thornisha and Minister for Enterprise Leo Varadkar, who attended last night's briefing, has said that there will be assistance for affected employees, but also that no company has given any indication that it's considering closing its Irish base. Also at that meeting with the IDA was Minister of State for Employment, Damien English, who joins the studio. Very good afternoon, Minister, and welcome to the programme. First of all, the situation in relation to Twitter, are you any clearer at this stage, having been briefed by the IDA, what exactly Twitter is planning?
We don't have an exact number of people that will be affected by this. And naturally, the concern for all of us is those individuals and their families that will lose their jobs. We'll work with all these companies through the IDA, through Enterprise Ireland, to try to minimise those job losses and to find the new jobs quite quickly. We are aware there's quite a number of vacancies across technology companies that might be in a position to employ these as well. Enterprise Ireland, for a number of months, would have been working to fill these vacancies as well with companies based here in Ireland. So there's opportunity, but it's also a difficult time. Nobody wants to hear them be made redundant. We don't have exact figures yet.
And is that because Twitter don't have exact figures, or because they're not telling you or the IDA?
Well, look, it's very often these announcements are probably made at head office or on a global footprint, first of all, and then they trickle down to the impact it has on any individual country. For us at the moment, we are engaging with them, and the IDA will and continue to do that. And naturally, we'll try to find opportunities to keep some of those jobs as much as we possibly can. We don't have the numbers. We do expect direct engagement with our department in the days ahead, which might give us a clearer picture of those numbers.
And just to be clear, when did your department become aware that this redundancy was underway or was being planned?
I think, like everybody else, the business of this was contacted through social media. I think the world stage was hearing about it first. So there is processes to go through, and there is time for all that still to be followed.
But Twitter didn't go through those legally required processes, isn't that right?
Not necessarily. So those processes kind of only kick in about 30 days before dismissal would happen or redundancy would actually happen. So there is still time for any of these companies we mentioned to follow their obligations. And I would expect to do so. The Taoiseach, the Tánaiste, and myself and others have spoken last week.
But are they not supposed to advise the Minister for Enterprise in advance if they're planning redundancies on this scale?
Yeah, so very often these announcements come globally, first of all, and then the details and the requirements for Irish law would come into play then closer to the time. So generally there are about 30 days before any redundancy would actually happen. There is a process there, certainly with collective redundancies, that we would expect engagement and working through engagement with ourselves, but also engaging directly with the individuals and employees and their representatives as well.
And are you having that engagement with Twitter?
That I presume, it hasn't formally started yet. I checked again late this morning.
There's still formal contact with Twitter at this stage.
But I would expect that to happen formally in the days ahead, and certainly to come in with the obligations. We've got very strong protections here for employees under Irish employment law. Differs to other countries, and we expect that to be followed in detail in the weeks and months ahead, and I have no reason to believe it won't.
And a couple of other companies where there are concerns about jobs and job losses, Stripe, I mean, they've indicated fairly clearly, and there's significant employers here, that there will be redundancies. Again, have you been in contact with them? Are they able to explain to you what exactly they're planning?
So again, the IDA will be the direct contact there. In terms of the formal process around redundancy, that hasn't kicked off yet with them either. But again, there's still time for that to happen. So what generally will happen...
There will be job losses in Stripe's Irish operation.
Again, those numbers haven't been confirmed, and I wish Brian we knew for definite, but what they've said is that on a national, on a global level, to be about 14%. We expect to be some impact on Irish jobs here. We hope it'll be minimised. They have a very strong presence here in Ireland, and they've said publicly they want to keep that presence. So we expect that to be minimal, but we don't know. Mm. In general, in the tech sector, we're in a very strong position in Ireland, and part of what's happening here, certainly in the case of Stripe, it's probably more of a right-sizing. They probably overestimated their growth. We've seen during the pandemic there was a strong move to digitalisation. that journey of digitalisation will continue and will continue for many, many years ahead. So there will always be growth, but they're reducing their growth targets because they probably overestimate that and build teams up for that. And now that needs to be right-sized. But hopefully, if we can remain in good, strong position with these companies, we can fill these jobs again in the future.
Yeah. And Meta, which it's reported by the Wall Street Journal, has a redundancy programme in the pipeline, perhaps as early as this week, maybe even tomorrow there might be news. Now, again, has there been any contact with Meta?
There has been engagement there and contact there, but there's no clarification of numbers. We've heard announcements from Meta over the last couple of months that there would be changes on a global scale. They were looking at cost reductions as well as readjusting their growth forecasts, because I think some of them would have overestimated that. That looks like it will have an impact on jobs here. We don't know how many. About 9,000 people here in Ireland work with Meta, but 3,000 directly and 6,000 through contracts. So again, we hope that's minimised. They have a long stand presence here and we hope we can protect that. And the IDA will work extremely hard to do that. So we're confident that we can work with these companies. But again, we expect these companies to be in the future to be able to take these staff back on or new talent back on. So in the short term, we have to find new jobs for these people and as well as try to continue with a relationship to avail of growth
so
in the future.
So when Leo Varadkar talks about assistance being available for affected employees, what's he talking about?
Okay, so there's two elements there. That's naturally the IDA and Enterprise Ireland will engage with those who've lost their jobs. We try to assess the skills they have and where there's vacancies among those companies that they work with across EI and IDA, and try to suggest to companies that there's talent available. That's one way. And then the other ways is then is through our social protection, through our education systems. We engaged with anybody that's unemployed very clearly around opportunities to take new jobs, reskilling, upskilling if need be. But I want to re-emphasise, within the tech sector, there's many, many vacancies. A few months ago, we were flagging over 3,000 vacancies across EI companies alone with these skills as well. So there's opportunity here for jobs to be filled. But we want to work with these families now. They're going through a difficult time and it's not ideal the way they're finding out, but we have to try to get that back to a better footing.
And what about jobs that are in the pipeline, particularly in the tech sector? Mm. Are you confident that they're going to come through as promised?
Yeah, the IDA were quite upbeat last night in our presentation with them. And we do engage them, of course, weekly. I was with them again this morning. Another IDA company expanding their reach here as well. So there are a lot of positive announcements to come in the future, come in the months ahead. The IDA have had a very strong year and two or three very, very strong years over the last couple of years as well, with mm-hmm. the one massive number of investments and probably the highest ever job creation. So they are confident we can continue with that. But to be clear, we're spread across many sectors of the Irish economy, not just tech sector. That's important.
Yeah, and I do want to come to that. Yeah,
fintech. And many other areas as well.
And I do want to ask you about that, but just again on the tech sector, have you, in relation to perhaps hiring freezes, are you being told anything along those lines by companies?
Yeah, so I mean, there's been a lot of commentary over the last couple of months of companies having to readjust their growth forecasts, and that generally leads on to job freezes as opposed to job losses. We hope that's minimised. There's a lot of engagement there with a number of companies in many sectors who are still planning announcements for Ireland, planning expansion, and again with a lot of Irish companies.
Sorry to cut across you, other companies who have told you we're freezing employment for the moment?
You can see it in their operations that they're not engaging to bring in new talent, and that is effectively a freeze. But we expect that, we have talked about this, and so the IDA would have flagged this a number of months ago, that companies had overestimated because many other companies were investing in their digitalisation. That slowed down because of interest rates.
What companies have frozen recruitment?
I don't have a list of companies here, Brian, but I mean, the IDA have 260 clients in this sector.
Yeah. And but among the big tech, among the big tech employers?
Yeah, again, I don't have a list I can give you here. You're asking me in general. What I'm saying is, in general, some companies have slowed down their recruitment because of growth forecasts being reduced, but the IDA are quite confident this can be minimised. But again, Ireland's in a strong position. We are probably at 4% unemployment, which is often seen as full employment. We're in a strong position, over 2.5 million people at work. We don't take that for granted, and we'll continue to engage with all these companies, IDA, Enterprise Ireland, our SME companies who have over a million people at work too. We're constantly engaging with them as well. The Taoiseach would have flagged this a number of months ago too, when he signalled bringing forward the white paper enterprise before the end of the year, which again paints the future for us from an enterprise agenda, where we want to concentrate, how we want to guarantee and protect these jobs and create new ones
as well. At the same time though, we have Minister for Finance Pascal Donoghue warning of at least the possibility, the risk next year of recession in the Irish economy. That inevitably would mean a rise in unemployment.
Yeah, again, I don't think Pascal said that. We still expect to see growth in our sector. There's recession in countries around us, but we expect still, predictions have been pulled back.
The risk is there, I think, is what
Of course the risk is there, and it would be wrong of Pascal to say otherwise, because we know what's happening on the international stage. There are great risks there, and that is having an impact on some of these companies who see the cost of money has increased. Other businesses have reduced their growth strategies as well, and that will impact the customer-facing, the consumer-facing roles. But I want to be very clear, the digitalisation is an important part of our economy's future. Mm. And right across the world, that's really only beginning for many companies. Tech companies are part of that, and so there's a lot of growth to happen here into the future, but for now there is certainly a reduction and a right-sizing, but we need to look beyond that as well.
And do you have concerns that that reduction and right-sizing, that adjustment to much more slower economic growth, perhaps recession, could actually begin to affect other sectors aside from tech? Pharma is a very large and important area, obviously, of investment here. I mean, at the end of the day, there's no sector that's immune from a significant economic downturn.
No, we're realistic with that, and that's why we never take what we have for granted. We're very lucky to be in a position of strong public finances with 2.5 million people at work, but you have to protect that. You have to look to the future, and a lot of these companies, these sectors, are going through, you know, difficult times in relation to their cost base. So we naturally will work with that around energy, when it comes to planning, the cost of talent, the education system. We're constantly engaging and working with these companies to protect them. But is there a knock-on effect? Again, the life sciences, the pharmaceutical companies, the fintech, they've seen massive growth over the last couple of years, and they're in very strong positions. The Irish economy is in a very strong position, but we have to work hard on that as well. Is there a knock-on effect for these? Again, the digitalisation has slowed down for some companies, and that's why you see some of these tech companies having to readjust. But that shouldn't have an impact across the whole system.
And just very finally, we didn't mention Intel as well, which has signalled the possibility of redundancies. Is it the biggest employer in the country? Certainly one of the biggest, 5,000 people.
They're a massive employer. And again, look, there's talk in the system. But again, Intel have gone through periods of contraction in the past. That's the nature of the semiconductor business they're in. But they've also had massive growth over the last couple of years.
But they haven't been talking to you or your department about
it. And we're, you know, there's no indication of numbers there. But again, it's a sector we want to work with. Intel, they have a massive footprint here in Ireland. We want to protect that and work with them closely on it as well.
Even if, even temporarily, if that means reduction in staff numbers?
Intel have an expansion over the last couple of years. We know energy is a big issue. We're working with them on that as well, from many other companies too. So we have responded in the recent budget in relation to the EU framework to be able to assist companies who need assistance with energy as well. But Intel is a very, very important one. That semiconductor business, again, has a bright future, and we need to make sure we can protect that at all times.
Minister of State Damien English, thanks for talking to us on the programme.